Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about the value of Chazara when it comes to Liman HaTorah. I don't know if you call this 10-minute halacha, 10-minute musar, or something, but Rabbi Goldstein voted for it. So that's the topic for today. I've already given a few shiurim from this beautiful new sefer, Sarascha Sha'ashuai, by Rabbi Sandler, the Mashkiach in Shar Yashiv. It's a very beautiful sefer about Talmud Torah. See, a lot of times when you have sfarim like this, it's either too light, not at all grounded in sources, just Sipuri Tzaddikim, which is nice, but not necessarily something that you're convinced that every word is MS. And sometimes you have Sfarim that are just like a list of sources and it doesn't really have a neshama. He did like a really, really good job of everything is a Gemara, everything is based on a source somewhere, plus also some stories and some chizik from Tzaddikim, and he put it together very nicely. So I'm going to say over what he says about Chazara, about the value and the importance of doing Chazara in our Limud HaTorah. First of all, the Gemara Maseches tells us that every 30 days he would chazar all of his learning. He would stand by the doorpost and he'd say, Chadoi nafshai, that I'm overjoyed that he's been able to learn Mikra and he's been able to learn Mishnah. So it brought him a sense of joy. But it was every 30 days that he chazar his learning. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Hei tells us that Rabbi Yehuda, he would only daven once every 30 days. And Rashi says, why? It was built into his schedule. He was busy learning, chazering all of his learning every 30 days. So you see this inyan of every 30 days of one chazering their learning. You also see an inyan, dafka, of learning something 40 times. That comes up in a number of places as well. The Gemara Megillah and Davdalar and Beis, Tanamine Arbon Zimnin, Vidamile Kamandamanach Bekise, that there was a Maisa that Rav Ashi heard a psak, and there was that Sudas Purim that you eat at night, you're not Yotze the Chiv of Sudas Purim, so he chazed it over 40 times till it was Manach Bekise, till it was put in his pocket that he had such a psak. In fact, you have the Gemara Brachos, Dav Chav Chesabin Aleph, Rabbi Zeru wasn't sure about a particular halacha, whether was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan or in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And when he heard that it was Rabbi Yochanan who said it, so he chazed it 40 times. Tani minei arba'in zimnin. So what does arba'in zimnin do? You know, on the other hand, the Gemara tells us elsewhere that it's ain't no dumb with someone who learns something 101 times to learn 100 times. So it sounds like 101 is the magic number. It doesn't sound like 40 is the magic number. So the Maritz Chayis raises this issue over there, and he quotes from Zalman Mivilna that who says that no, manach b'kisei means what happens when you have when you make money and you put it in your pocket. So the Gemara tells us that a person is constantly checking his pocket to make sure it's still there. Manach bekisei means you have constant access to it. And now that you have access to it, now that you can pull it up at any time, it's in your head because you went over it 40 times. So now you'll have constant access to be able to chazer. So then you'll always be able to chazer hundreds of times because it's already something that's in your head. The Gemara Maseches Tainis and Dav Chesam Rav tells us that Reish Lakish was Mesader Masnisei Arbayin Zimnin Kineged Arbayim Yom Shenit Natorah. So the number 40 is a magic number for that reason, because the number 40 was a magic number when it comes to receiving the Torah. The Shach in his Hakdamah to Yoredeya writes that Chazarti al kol tzadim v'tzidei tzadim lo pamachas ushtayim kiyim mea pamim ve'echad. So the Shach writes that you want to raise a kasha on something that I wrote here. Just beware that nothing was just written just like that. You know, you have to, everything was chazed over 101 times before I wrote anything in the Sefer and Yoredeya, and therefore it's should be taken seriously. In the Pischa Zi'ira to the Sefer Hafla'a, he writes that, that not only should a person chazer things a lot of times, but Leos Rov Limudo is Lachzar Talmudo. The majority of one's learning should really be Chazara. The majority of one's learning should be reviewing that which he had learned. And you should also obviously be Ma'ayin in Halacha as well. In Karina de Igris of the Stipler, as many letters about the proper derech in Talmud Torah. He had a lot of ideas of what the traditional way of learning Torah was, and he writes that as far as shichas haTorah, as far as the problem that people forget Torah, a lot of times Talmidim complain, they have a terrible memory, I can't remember anything. So he says, you can't complain that you don't remember anything unless you've chazered many, many, many times. And he says, that was always the minhag of the Doris HaKodmim, that the Iker was Chazara. He says, nowadays the style is that Tachaza Yigeim L'Chadish Chidushim. Everyone puts in their efforts to be Mechadish Chidushim in Torah. So he says, so not only are they not Mechadish any Chidushim, they also don't know anything. I mean, in order to be Mechadish Chidushim, a person has to know a lot of Torah in order to know know a lot of Torah, a person has to chazer a lot. The Chavetz Chaim writes that it's quoted Rav Shlomo quotes in the Shuvos V'Hanhagos Chelek Aleph Sim Tov Kuf Lamed Tes, that if a person doesn't chazer at least four times, he hasn't even gotten to Talmud Torah yet. Right? That's what Stipler writes in many of his letters also. Four times is not chazara. Four times just to understand it the first time, and then after that, then you can begin the process of chazara. I don't know where it comes from, but that's what they say, that the four lines of Rashi and Tosfos on top of the page before you get to the Gemara, that's a remez to that idea of chazaring four times. So what is the purpose of chazara? So first and foremost, shalot tishtakach, that a person should not forget Torah. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that shalot tishtakach, that used to be very valuable, but it's not so important anymore, because now we have at our fingertips, we have access to anything. If I need to look anything up, I'll find every Gemara, I'll find everything that I need to know. That's true as far as being able to pull something up when you're looking for a particular source. But how will you even know what to look for? How will you even know what kind of svara to say? Meaning, if a person has amassed a significant amount of Torah knowledge that he has at his disposal, that he's able to recall at any moment, so then he'll know when he's saying a svara, what kind of svara to say, what kind of svara not to say. So it's true, you may be able to pull up a lot of Mar Makamos, but even when you're learning, the quality of the learning is going to be entirely different if a person has a greater otzar of Torah in his head already. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes says, "Kol Talmud Chacham Amar B'Sudasa B'Chol Makom is Talmudo Mishtakach Mimenu." If a person eats too much, he's going to forget his learning. Why is he going to forget his learning? Says Rashi, "Sheino Seglachsolav," because he's eating instead of learning. And if you're chazer, you're learning, then you're going to be able to remember your learning. That's what the Gemara says in Parachelik in the end of Sanhedrin. The Rebbe Shuv and Kar Chomer Kololomi Torah Veinu Chozra LaAdom Aladim Shazorea Veinu Kotzer. It's like planting without harvesting, without reaping the benefits. Rabbi Shua Omer, Kalomi Torah Mishakcha Domali Isha Shioledis Vakaveris. Even more jarring. It's like a woman who gives birth and then buries her children, Rachmana Litzlan. It's interesting, the Orcha Sadikim writes that when a person doesn't chazer, they forget their learning. And he says this is unique to Torah, that in other areas of study, you don't forget as much. In Talmud Torah, there's like a skula to forget. For some reason, we tend to forget a lot more. So he says, why would that be the case? Why is it that there's the special skula to forget when it comes to Talmud Torah? So the Orcha Sadikim has an interesting idea. He says that if a person would not forget, so then he would learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and then he would be Holich Batel. And Batel is Mevil De Shima, Mevil De Avera, brings a person to go crazy, or brings a person to do Averos. So in order to protect us from Averos, because Baruch Hu had to set up a system where we would constantly need to go back to learn, so that we could know. Otherwise, you're never going to know anything. So it's not that we learn so that we don't forget. We forget so that we will learn, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that we forget so that we'll be able to learn Torah. An interesting idea that the Orcha Sadikim suggests. So what is the proper way to do Chazara? So obviously everybody has to figure out what works for them. It's good to be organized, and it's good to have a system in general. I always say that more important than what your system is that you have a system. Meaning it's true of a lot of things in life. You know, I tell teachers when they start to, someone gets a job as a Rebbe, what do I do? How do I control it? Whatever your system is, just have a system. If you have a system and you stick to it, so that's better than total chaos. So the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, though, the Gemara gives us some hadracha. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, Mai Dechsiv, Hon Mahavli Mat V'Kovitz Al Yad Yarbe, Im Os Adam Torosu, Chavilos, Chavilos, Mismait, Vim Kovitz Al Yad Yarbe. And Rashi writes that means Chavilos Degaris Harbe Yachal, that if a person learns a lot at a time, he's covering massive amounts of material, and he's not going to have time to chazer that amount of material, he's going to forget it all. But if he takes a little bit, and then he chazers that little bit, and then a little more, and chazers a little more, then he'll be able to hold on to much more of his learning. In addition to that, Rashi in Erevin and Daf Nun Dalet tells us, where the Gemara over there says that im adam eis matzvo kechaya zu shadoresas v'ocheles, then Talmudim eskayim biyados. So says Rashi, what does that mean? Shadoresas v'ocheles la'achar harigasa ocheles miyad. Kach Talmud Chacham mechazal Talmudim miyad kishu mekablo mirabo. Then as soon as you hear something, chazer it over right away. You heard a good drasha at Shalosh Shudas. You couldn't take notes. Take the notes right after Shabbos, right away. I remember when I was in 11th grade or 12th grade, I was at Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky's house for a Shabbos in Pesach, where he when he lived in Passaic, New Jersey, and he davened at Rabbi Sachs' house, and right after Shabbos he said, I'll talk to you guys in a half hour, I just need to write down everything I heard over Shabbos first. And he wrote down everything he heard from Rabbi Sachs over Shabbos. So you chazer right away, you right away chazer, and then you go back. You then, as Rabbi Sachs often points out, you give yourself a little time to forget, and then you go back to chazer again after you have a little bit of time to forget. So chazer is many times, it's a little bit at a time, and it's you know, it's a little bit of learning in chazara, and it should be done immediately. In addition to that, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says Vayim Shamoa Tishma, that Im Shamoa Biyashin Tishma B'Chadash, that it will help not only in your remembering your old learning, but the more you know, as we mentioned before, the more you're going to be able to learn something new. And not only that, a lot of times when you chazer, the Gemara Neirvin tells us Chafal Fun Beis Kala Hoga Behem Toim Tam Basar, and Rashi writes B'Kol Shoa Shadu Mechazer B'Divrei Torah Motzi Ben Tam. Each time you chazer, you'll find something new. You'll find a davar chadash in your learning every single time you learn. And then finally, what chazara does for us, Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Torah Sabayis, that what chazara tells you about a person, if you see that a person chazers a lot, it tells you that he has a chavivas haTorah, that he loves the Torah so much, that he wants to protect it, that he wants to safeguard it, that he's not interested in letting it go. A lot of times, we have an attitude that if a person is learning, so then he's a good guy. Someone said it's a problem of a good guy syndrome, that, you know, if a person is a good guy, so then, you know, people will be interested in him for a shidduch or whatever. But no one cares if a person is a Talmud Chacham. But that should matter also, that a person should have a chavivas haTorah to want to actually accomplish a learning, to know his learning. So that shows a chashivas haTorah and a chavivas haTorah when a person works hard to be able to try to maintain learning. So we should always constantly be thinking about this and working on our ability to chazer and to be able to take bechinas on that which we learn, to be able to know that we have something munach b'kisa. Okay, everyone have a great show.